Today on Bear Podcast, Arizona and Georgia anti-gay bills, heroes and the Oscars,
an iPhone app to help fight parking tickets, and music to lactate by.
All that and more, coming up next.
Bear Podcast 507.
Hey, all you bears!
He's texting to bump into Big Hairy Man.
So scientists may have finally solved the puzzle of what makes a person gay.
Well, I'm not taking you again, so I'm going to scrub there and fix it for you.
Can I do a podcast in my underwear?
Gay, the geek and the bizarre.
It's one of those things that is funny, cute,
lasts two glasses of wine.
Two
He's a lightweight, so it don't take much.
You're listening to BearPodcast.com.
Okay, fine, you really have to.
Welcome everyone to Bear Podcast. I am Narn.
And I am Ray.
Welcome to episode 507, and today is February 25th, Tuesday. And it's raining outside. We got a little wet, so
we're a little moist.
And we'll talk about it in a bit later.
And Maynard's over here still playing with bears.
I am. Look at this. I have a new bear. See. It's my new friend, Ron Baramy. Mm-hmm. That's right. And he's got a long lightsaber, just like, you know.
You always go for the large lightsabers.
It's supposed to light up too, see? Should light up. Yeah, there, see? It lights up!
Uh-huh.
Okay. If you guys are watching the video right now, yeah, I'm making it light up. Okay. So anyway, it's a little distracting right now. It's Ron Baramy. He's a Jedi. And he's from the planet Bear-tooing or fur-tooing. Just making it up.
Y'all can't say I'm a geek anymore.
I know. Okay, so welcome to Bear Podcast. Yes, we are here based in the suburbs of Houston. Well, in Houston, actually. So, and yep. How are you, Ray?
I'm doing fine. Except for we went to the place we had dinner. We sat in the bar and it was smoking. And I forgot, up here in the boondocks where Maynard lives, they allow smoking in the bar still. So.
Yeah, I just realized that too.
My nose is all itchy now.
But so. I noticed, I stayed there because we have a bear waiter. That's one of the you know, selling factors of that,
uh-huh,
of that booth that I sat on. Yeah, there was a bear waiter who you know, was kind of cute, but then, you know, it was the smoking area, but then we have eye candy, yeah. So might as well.
When we left, he said, God bless.
Yeah, he did say God bless, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I think he's a religious bear, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, okay, so.
You should tell him, say, would you like to see Jesus?
Would you like to call out to Jesus? Maybe that would have helped that evening. Okay, so Ray, how about some weekend updates? I heard you had a bad experience last weekend.
Yes, I had a pipe bust in the ceiling of my house.
Mm-hmm.
Or excuse me, mine and Robbie's house. And pretty much had to gut the entire dining room Saturday afternoon because all the water and water damage. So,
yeah,
it was a mess. It's still a mess. I left it a mess. So hopefully when the insurance adjuster comes over, he feels bad because our house is such a mess because of this.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see. We'll see. He's supposed to be there tomorrow.
Yeah. So are you going to be home tomorrow to meet the guy?
No. Robbie's handling it.
Oh, so. Okay. That's good. Well, that's really sad you had to fix that. But anyway, okay. So tomorrow the adjuster's going to be
coming. Adjuster's coming, yeah.
Okay, all right.
It was kind of funny. I was there at the house by myself there, and I was cleaning up the kitchen and stuff, and I looked out the window, and I saw all this water on the ground. I was like, where's all this water coming from? We didn't water the flowers today. So I walked outside, and my dining room has this big double window in it, and there's water running all around the window, and I'm like, what the hell? And I stick my head inside the door. And the paint's starting to bubble down as the balloons of water form in the paint from the ceiling. And so I go cut the water off, and I call Robbie, and I said, well, I call Robbie's work, and they said, he's somewhere. We'll get him to call you back. So when he calls back, I said, Robbie, I got some bad news, I got some good news, and then I got some really good news. Which do you want first?
Okay.
He said, okay, go ahead and give me the bad news. I said, the bad news is we had a water line bust and the ceiling is about to collapse in the dining room. He's like, okay, what's the good news? I said, nobody died. And then he said, okay. Well, what's the better news? I said, I still love you.
Oh, so. How sweet.
So,
Okay, so I guess you have to take care of that within the next few weeks, huh? Okay.
Well, we got a roommate moving in on Saturday, so we got to take care of it pretty soon. I mean, it's going to take a couple weeks to deal with it.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
We'll see what the insurance was going to pay and what we got to come up with and all that good stuff. So.
Yeah. Okay, so last Saturday also, Ray and I went to a party alongside with Mike, also my partner, Mike.
A birthday party.
It's a birthday party for Robert. Happy birthday, Robert.
Happy big 5-0.
Yes. It was supposed to be an Irish themed food. It was, and the food was really great. Mm-hmm. And then open bar. I got to drink a martini again after so many years.
I know, and he was lush afterward too.
Actually, a martini buzz is really good. I had the gin martini.
Would probably agree with you.
Really? Yes. he likes the gin one? Okay.
Well, I think he likes gin, but I think he prefers vodka more.
So. Oh, really? Okay.
Would look dirty.
A little dirty. I should have asked for, let make it a little more dirty. But yeah, I had a gin vodka. I didn't ask for a dirty one. And with two olives. Really nice. I was buzzed after that. And I was kind of happy. Yeah. I was kind of, just lit. So.
Yeah.
It was fun. But I didn't get drunk or anything. Okay.
Yeah, it was a very nice party that Lloyd, his partner, threw for him. And the best part of it is he got his daughter-in-law to cook all the food.
That's right.
Yeah, so that's even better.
Yeah.
So, and these are that's not a picture. There are pictures floating through some people at the party. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the guy, the pictures you see here, here's the party. Here's the pictures from the party. Some of the pictures here also are from softball. I went to softball practice and we played against the Bear team, the South Beach Surfers, and they're the Bear team of the MSL. And as you can see, some of the pictures you'll see after this logo here is going to be some of our friends. Who's pitching? Oh yeah, there's David and some pictures of James also is pitching. Yeah. Anyway, so
who is catching?
Oh, his boyfriend is.
Oh, okay.
Well, they're both pitchers actually.
Ooh.
I think his boyfriend pitches for our team, so. Okay. So let's move on. This is going to be it's been a very busy week.
Yep.
Because of this Arizona situation. Yeah.
All these people want to hate on the gays.
Yes, that's right. So Arizona lawmakers passed controversial anti-gay bill. It's called the anti-gay bill, but not necessarily. It's more like it's discrimination using the religious, hiding behind
it's
the religious.
It's kind of like Jim Crow laws back in the when segregation was going on.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. Like black folks couldn't eat at the same table as white folks, and they had to go to the back, had separate bathrooms, separate water fountains, all that kind of stuff. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So Arizona's legislature has passed a controversial bill that would allow business owners, as long as they assert their religious beliefs, to deny service to gay and lesbian customers. So the bill, which the State House of Representatives passed by 33-27 vote last Thursday, now goes to Governor Jan Brewer, of course, a Republican and one-time small business owner who vetoed similar legislation last year but has expressed the right of business owners to deny service.
Well, I think that's always been a right for a business to deny service to somebody.
Yeah, it's true. They can do that. But now they're putting it into law.
Yeah.
So that's what's really bad. I mean, it could even be worse. I don't know if you've seen the Anderson Cooper interview with one of the senators. On this issue, he was asked, "What if you're a Catholic restaurant owner, and there's a divorced woman who's sitting there? Would you refuse her service?" And the senator couldn't answer. And I mean, that's just logical. If you are a Catholic, you should be against the divorce. So you shouldn't be serving that. Is that what's going to happen? So also single mothers. Or there's a single mother with her baby. Would you refuse her service also? Because,
I kind of think all this is a mute point in restaurants because who's going to wait on the tables?
That's right. Some are gay. So that's why I posted on Facebook that are anybody gonna move? Is anyone gonna move to move out of Arizona very soon? So, but anyway, so I
have. Does that law affect the peeps on the reservation?
Oh, that too. Yeah. Yes, that's right. Oh my God, Taryn. We had an interview with Taryn a few weeks
ago. Taryn,
let us know if it affects you.
What's the difference between federal regulations, state regulations on the res? Because the reservation is kind of like their own country, if I remember correctly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I posted this the article, one article about it's a breaking news in Arizona. Senate passes right to discriminate bill. I got some Facebook messages like, you know, from Bruce from Denver saying they're idiots. Michael from Houston, he said, how sad. Jack, my bandmate right now. Oh, I play in the band now. Yeah, he say it's in a way, it's good. Now someone can drag their ass to the Supreme Court. What do you think of that? If ever it passes. If it passes.
If it passes, then somebody, I'm sure.
Somebody will
like their, like the deal here with the, in Texas, where the right to refuse gay spouses, rights and stuff is going to probably get challenged. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, this is the most positive I've ever seen from Gary, my girlfriend Gary and Andrew Gary. He said, the reality is there is an inevitable movement towards full equality, and these are the last desperate attempts from a misguided minority, which is true. Fair-minded people will know this is just plain wrong, and it exposes the far right's bitter venom of hatred. So thank you, Gary, for that comment. It's really nice. Also, the picture here. The picture says James. He said that he's from Arizona, the picture over here. He says that, I can't believe this. I love my state, but not the conservative Republicans who are homophobic and racist. Damn idiots, he says. And my friend Brian from, he's in Missouri right now. I thought they had defeated this, but apparently these fucktards managed to resurrect it. Yeah. So, yeah, thank you guys for the comments. I don't know. We'll see what happens on Thursday.
Yes, we will.
Thursday, Friday.
Hopefully she'll be a smart woman and veto it and say, get out of here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Apple contacted her. That they are, in 2015, they're planning to have a plant there in Phoenix. And if they continue this, they're going to pull back.
Right.
I guess they're going to pull back. Yeah, then that it should bring in millions and millions of dollars because of jobs and everything. But if they continue with this, then they're not going to get that.
That's right.
That place. Okay. So anyway, so let's move on. So what do you guys think? Let us know. Oh yeah. So if you're from Arizona, are you going to move out of your state? That's the question, guys. If you guys are from Arizona, let's
are you going to start going to places that refuse service to gays and do sit?
Oh, you know.
Sit-ins.
Oh, you know. That's right. That's what's going to happen. People are going to make videos. YouTube will boom. Twitter will boom, Facebook will boom because of people being refused because of religious beliefs. Whether they're gay, whether they're divorced parents or a divorced wife or a single mother, yeah. Who knows? Or like I was telling you earlier, if you are the believer of the flying spaghetti monster, and if you're a Pastafarian restaurant owner, you can refuse service to vegetarians and those people who use a lot of Parmesan cheese. So yeah, that can happen if you are a Pastafarian. Okay, let's move on to another sad news.
On to TVs, movies, and entertainment. Harold Ramis of Ghostbusters Groundhog Day fame dies. Was he in Groundhog Day?
I think he wrote it.
Oh, was he? Okay.
I can't remember.
Yeah. Harold Ramis, the actor, writer, and director whose films include Stripes, Ghostbusters, Groundhog Day, and Analyze This, has died. He was 69 years old. His death was caused by complications related to autoimmune inflammatory vasculitis, excuse me. I can't half see tonight. a condition Ramis battled for 4 years, according to the United Tile Agency, which represented Ramis for many years. His disease is called painful and debilitating. Ramis died Monday morning in his Chicago area home, the agency said. For more than 40 years, Ramis was a leading figure in comedy, a veteran of the Second City Troupe in his hometown of Chicago. He was a writer at SCTV and wrote or co-wrote scripts for National Lampoon's Animal House, Caddyshack, Stripes, Ghostbusters, Groundhog Day, and Analyze This.
Okay, so Ghostbusters is something I grew up with, and which one was he? He was playing Egon, right?
I think he was playing Egon.
Harold Ramis, and I've always watched. I liked the Ghostbusters, of course, back then, and I kept watching it.
They were talking about a remake and redo, and all these people were supposed to be in it, and then they backed out, and then this. So who knows what Ghostbusters?
Who knows? Bill Murray might be in it.
But it's sad to see him go. I mean, he was a good comedian.
Yeah, he is. Well, he's a writer, analysis, and everything. Okay,
now on to some good news.
No good news. I think I'm excited about this. I'm excited about it. Okay. So NBC to bring back Heroes as a 13-episode event miniseries in 2015. So on the heels of Fox reviving its iconic drama 24 as an event miniseries, NBC is doing the same with one of its popular serialized dramas of the past decade, superhero series Heroes. Creator Tim Kring is back shepherding the 13-episode new standalone arc entitled Heroes Reborn, which will air in 2015. I guess they're really serious about it. Mm-hmm. So the original series chronicled the intertwined stories of unrelated ordinary people who discover they had superhuman abilities and learn they were part of a grand plan that brought them together to change the world. Heroes Reborn will feature a new group. Oh, thank goodness. I'm getting tired of the old one. But it's a good concept.
Yeah.
Unless they put, of course, they bring in Greg Grunberg.
They're probably bringing some of the elder characters just to fill it in.
Greg Grunberg is going to be back. I sure hope so. So, he will feature a new group of characters, though we won't rule out the possibilities of some of the show's original cast members popping back in. And, Heroes' original cast included Milo Ventimiglia. It's hard to say it. Greg Grunberg is in the list. Hayden Panettiere, it's hard to pronounce their names. Adrian Pasdar and Zachary Quinto, Masioka, Ali Larter, and Sandile Ramamurthy. So the characters and storylines from Heroes Reborn will be introduced in a digital series prior to the launch of the TV miniseries. So there's going to be a
web series.
That's
cool. So I wonder, it might be interesting if Zachary Quinto's character
is going to be coming out as a gay superhero?
Well, no, but if he comes back and he's like the mentor.
He's going to be, oh, okay.
You know, because he kind of straightened his act up towards the end of the series. Yeah. And was, trying to work everything out.
Mm-hmm. So this approach that they're going to do it as an online series first, which builds up to the... Yeah. You think it's a good strategy, or should they just go through it?
I think it's good. I mean, it's going to build hype and talk, and that's extra value and stuff. People that like the extra web series and stuff will follow that. I mean, like Battlestar Galactica had a whole web series that I never even got to go watch.
Yeah, me neither.
Have time to do it or whatever, but I'm glad to see it's coming back. It's going to be interesting, and it's good. When you said we're doing a mini series, you're going to have 13 episodes. Make it work in the story arc.
Yep.
Instead of, dragging it out over a year and then a writer's strike and all that kind of crap screwing you up.
Oh, that's right. It really died because of the writer's strike. Okay. All right. On with the next news.
All right. This weekend is Oscar weekend. So just to recap some of the main stuff here for the Oscars. It will be broadcast on March 2nd, 2014 at 7 Eastern, 8 Central. And I think it's on ABC.
It's going to be ABC. Okay.
I think so. I forgot to write that down, but I think it's on ABC. All right. For Best Picture, we got American Hustle, Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, Her, Nebraska, which I've never heard of, Philomena, mm-hmm. which I've never heard of, but I think I have. 12 Years a Slave and The Wolf of Wall Street. Nebraska's an all black and white movie.
Oh, is it really?
Okay. Yes, and I've seen, and the only reason I've seen it is because I've been showing previews of it on TV and stuff. Philomena, I think, was the British movie that Dame Judi Dench was in, and she was the mother trying to re-find her child that she gave away when he was a baby,
mm-hmm.
son. So,
the only thing I saw American Hustle, Captain Phillips, Dallas Buyers Club, Gravity, Her, 12 Years a Slave. I haven't seen Nebraska. Philomena and The Wolf of Wall Street.
I have to watch some of these. I'm sure they'll be out for on demand, so you can watch them. So
yep, mm-hmm.
pretty soon, at least especially the ones that win. So anyway,
yeah.
Up for Best Actors: Christian Bale in American Hustle, Bruce Dern for Nebraska, Leonardo DiCaprio for The Wolf of Wall Street. How do you say his name?
I think it's Chiwetel.
Chiwetel
Ejiofor.
Ejiofor, 12 Years a Slave, and Matthew McConaughey for Dallas Buyers Club. You said you saw Dallas Buyers Club, right?
Yes, I saw that last weekend. It was really good.
Okay.
And I didn't know that's it's based on a true story. And
yes,
it's awesome. I mean, oh God, Matthew McConaughey really looked so scary.
Yeah.
He
still looks kind of scary. He lost a bunch of weight and hadn't gained any of it back.
He hasn't yet. I think he's going to keep it off. Yeah. You know, he's in Wolf of Wall Street. He's all muscled up.
But not then, really. If you look at him, his face is kind of gaunt in Wolf of Wall Street because he was already losing weight for that role.
He was trying to do it. But yeah, it was pretty good. Dallas Buyers Club. The acting is really awesome, especially Jared Leto.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Best Actress category, you got Amy Adams for American Hustle, Kate Blanchett for Blue Jasmine, Sandra Bullock for Gravity, Dame Judi Dench for Philomena, and Meryl Streep for August, Osage County. And then a note for Best Supporting Actor is Jared Leto for The Tranny in Dallas Buyers Club.
Yep, he was a transvestite there. It was good. I mean, his acting is really, really good. I mean, it's very convincing. Yeah. Okay, so, yeah, tell us what you think. Who do you think is going to win Best Picture, Best Actor, and Best Actress? It's time for the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
The gay this week. Okay, so Arizona's doing it, so Georgia's got to follow suit. Georgia lawmakers want to allow businesses to get gay people out of diners. A bill moving swiftly through the Georgia House of Representatives would allow business owners who believe homosexuality is a sin to openly discriminate against gay Americans by denying them employment or banning them from restaurants and hotels. The proposal, dubbed the Preservation of Religious Freedom Act, would allow any individual for-profit company to ignore Georgia laws, including anti-discrimination and civil rights laws, that indirectly constrain exercise of religion. Atlanta, for example, prohibits discrimination against LGBT residents seeking housing, employment, and public accommodations. But the state bill could trump Atlanta's protections.
Oh, no.
The Georgia bill, which was introduced last week and was scheduled to be heard in subcommittee Monday afternoon, was sponsored by 6 state representatives, some of them Democrats. A similar bill has been introduced in the state Senate. The Georgia's House bill text is largely identical to the controversial legislation that passed in Arizona last week. The Arizona measure, which is currently awaiting Republican Governor Jan Brewer's signature, has drawn widespread protest from LGBT groups and local businesses. One lawmaker who voted for the Arizona bill, Senator Steve Pierce, went so far as to publicly change his mind.
Yeah, I mean, there are about 3 of them who voted yes are now, you know, doing backsies their votes. They're all screwed up. Mm-hmm.
The Georgia House text was, I read that already. Georgia and Arizona are the only 2 latest states to push religious freedom bills that can nullify discrimination laws. The new legislation is part of a wave of state laws drafted in response to a New Mexico lawsuit in which a photographer was sued for refusing to work for a same-sex couple. So, unlike similar bills introduced into Kansas, Tennessee, and South Dakota, the Georgia and Arizona bills do not explicitly target same-sex couples, but that the difference could make the impact of the Georgia and Arizona bills even broader. So it's a big fight, folks. It's a big fight.
Okay. So do you think that what's going to happen to Arizona would be a precedent for Georgia? Like,
I don't know. See, then it's going to come up between civil rights laws, and it's going to be taken to the United States Supreme Court, and that's what the final deciding victory is. I look at it this way. If you go to somebody and say, hey, we want you to film our wedding, and they say, no, I don't do that because you're gay, that doesn't hurt my feelings. It's like, okay, you have a business. You decide who your customers are.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take my money and business somewhere else to somebody that doesn't mind paying me for that. So I don't see what all the big deal is, you know.
Is that what you think? But then putting it in writing, though.
Yeah, they're putting it in writing so you can officially do that. But yeah. I think you should have that right to refuse service to anybody you want. If you're a business owner and somebody walks in your door and it doesn't seem, and for some reason you don't want to sell them something or serve them business, I think you should have the right to ask them to leave. It's just like bars have the right to refuse service to anyone.
Yeah, but then how do you say this? So there are other things besides restaurants. Well, what else? What gas stations, for example? I won't give you a gas, but you have, that's also a private some gas stations are owned privately, right, or something. So
yeah,
or even convenience stores. So if somebody who really needs to get this drink,
This is America, folks. We have the right to choose what we want to do with our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody chooses that they want to live in hate and intolerance and quote some religious scripture that's way out of date, and then they don't use all the other religious scriptures that say something totally the opposite, like shouldn't be divorced, shouldn't be unwed, all this other stuff, then that's their hypocritical right to do that. I don't think it's anybody's right to tell them they can or not do that. Now, when it comes to state jobs and federal jobs, since it's equal taxation,
that's where
it should come into play, that there is no discrimination. Or if you have contracts with the state, you can't discriminate. Yeah. And I mean, I agree with that totally. And then you make the choice. Do you want to work for the state and have to?
But that's the point, though. There hasn't been a big problem about discrimination this way. Why make it a law now that's something that really hasn't happened?
Well, you know, back in the 60s, they made laws that black folks couldn't eat with white folks in the diner. And they had either a separate room out back or they had to get their stuff in a door at the back and take it to go. They couldn't eat in the restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's the same type of thing. So, and eventually the people will be so hypocritical that refusing service to somebody, and it'll get out. I'm sure somebody will make a big deal about it, that either people won't go there, people will protest them and not want to go there, and eventually they'll kill their own business. So,
what about the whole team, whoever drafts, what's his name? Who's the Michael Sam?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What if he goes to a restaurant, his teammates, and possibly, you know, some of the teammates are, you know, some of them are convicted of some crime of dog killers and rapists. That guy who was talking about it.
Yeah.
It's okay to have those guys in the locker room, but then having a gay person, you're doing it too. You're going too far.
Yeah.
What if those teammates, those are friends or people who went to a restaurant, he would single out Michael Sam not to be in the restaurant, but the other ones are possibly rapists and murderers. Isn't that against your religion too? Don't you think? So,
I think
you're picking and choosing now. That's what's going to happen. Anyway, just a far-fetched analogy. So anyway, okay, let's continue on. Let's go
on
with
to the geek.
Okay. This is something that I found interesting because, knock on wood, I hope I don't get a ticket. New app. It's an app for your, you know, iOS or Android mobile device. New app helps you fight parking tickets. Few things enrage normally calm people, like finding a parking ticket tucked under the windshield wiper in their car.
Like when you park too close to a stop sign and they give you a ticket for $40 in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Or you block, or you pull in somebody's driveway and your tail end of your car sticking out over the sidewalk and they give you a ticket for $40 in Houston.
Yep. So parking tickets can be infuriating, especially when they seem undeserved. Yeah, that sometimes you guys feel that you are too far from it, you're far enough, they still give you a ticket. So, but most people don't want to invest the time and energy to make the dispute. Yeah, it's a hassle because you have to go to court or something. You have to do no contest, whatever. Okay, so now there's an iPhone app. Oh, sorry, only for iPhone for now. It's called Fixed.
All the rich people can afford it anyhow. So.
Yeah. Fixed is the name of the game, F-I-X-E-D. So that will fight parking tickets for you. So the app expected to launch next week will do the heavy lifting of contesting a ticket, suggesting reasons it might be invalid, gathering support evidences, and submitting the proper appeals paperwork. If the driver beats the ticket, they pay Fixed 25% of what the citation would have cost. If they can't get out of the ticket, Fixed doesn't charge them anything. Oh, okay. In this way, Fixed hopes to add navigating bureaucracy to the list of urban tasks and nuances. Catching a cab, ordering food, finding a place, made easier by popular tech startups. So, do you think, Ray, that this will be a popular app?
I don't know, I'm sure it will be. I mean, most people here in Houston, when they get a ticket, they go hire a lawyer to get out of it. So.
Yeah. Like some people I know who has a ticket right now. He hasn't settled it yet. But anyway, so I think it's a good idea. But then, what if your tickets are like speeding? Or you're going over the limit or something?
Or you're flying through a school zone at doing 50 in a 35.
Yeah. So. That way you really get approved.
I don't know. Most lawyers, the way they get you out of it is the cop has to be there that wrote you the ticket. And if they don't show, then it gets thrown out of court.
Yeah.
So
also,
usually what most lawyers do, you pay them, they go in there, they keep moving the court date until the cop doesn't show up anymore.
Yeah. Also, this app has been tested around friends. Whoever made the app, they tested it out with friends and friends of friends, and about a few thousand are using it right now.
You got friends and we got friends.
Yeah, and they just get people to test out their friends. Yeah. Kidding. Okay, let's go on with the bizarre.
This is not really bizarre, but I just thought it was funny as hell because I had this discussion when I was in high school. Cows make more milk when listening to slow jams.
As in slow, like, what kind of slow jams? Like Enya or no?
Just the slow jams.
Okay.
And easily the most important agricultural news, if not world news of the day, it has emerged that slow jams can stimulate milk production in cows. A report in Modern Farmer links a study by the University of, what was that, Leicester?
Leicester,
that found the slow music can mitigate stress in cows and increase the amount of milk they produce by 3%. With anecdotal evidence from several dairy corporations. In terms of music, in my 30 years working with dairy cows, I found that music can be beneficial to the well-being of cows, but it must be consistent and calming, said Juan Velez, executive vice president of Aurora Organic Farms. Slow songs are found to have a positive lactational effect, while faster music like Euro Club classics made no difference. All I got to say was, I was a dairy farmer. They used to say you're supposed to play classical music and they'd produce more milk. But they always had it on the damn country station when I was up in there milking cows.
You used to milk cows.
Yeah.
I remember. So, there were no music back then?
Yeah. We had the.
You play music?
That's what I said. Back when I was doing it, they said you're supposed to play classical music.
And classic. I was thinking.
But we always had, it was always on the country station every time I went there. I'd try to switch it over to the rock station, and then it'd probably about 30 minutes into that, someone would go in there and switch it back to the country station. So,
wait, you're actually having a radio. It's not really for them. It's for you.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And you didn't realize that it's helping them, but then it's country.
Yeah.
So it should have been classical. Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay. So.
So if you throw some burial oil on, they'll be in heat and be lactating like tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Let's move on to our shout outs. I want to do a shout out to Matt. He helped me with my bear. He's the one who took care of the bear. Mm-hmm. Ron Bearme. It's my new friend right now. It's my Jedi bear. Yeah.
Is he supposed to be like Ron Jeremy?
Yes. But it's the bear version. So. Uh-huh. Although Ron Jeremy is already the bear. But yeah. Let's explain that. He's got a green one though. It's green. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Size queen.
Okay, so that's great.
Okay, to Scott New Orleans, our condolences on the loss of your father this week. Me and Scott grew up and went to high school together, and I just found out when he posted stuff about the funeral that his dad had passed away. So, and I knew his dad, so it was sad to hear that. So, our condolences.
Scott. Okay, so I guess that wraps up the show. Pretty short show, I guess. Yeah. Something very simple. Oh,
we're short-winded this week.
We're excited, by the way, because it's coming weekend.
Mardi Gras.
Mardi Gras. We're going to go to... It's Mardi Gras weekend. Yeah, it's the busiest time of Mardi Gras.
Now, listen. Robbie keeps wanting to try to go dress up and do all this stuff for Mardi Gras.
You know what? That's exactly the time you can do it. Yes.
See, I don't want to do it. I just want to be t-shirt and blue jeans.
Well, yeah. You do that on Sudden Decadence. T-shirt and blue jeans. Or even less.
Yeah.
But if it's Mardi Gras, or Halloween, Mardi Gras, those are the best times that you can really deck out on whatever costume you want to do. It's always an excuse. If it's a holiday, Mardi Gras or Halloween, that's the best times to wear costumes in New Orleans.
I'm going to enjoy Mardi Gras. I don't want to be all trying to dress and all that stuff.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm not going to participate. I'm just going to watch. I'm going to take pictures of you.
Uh-huh.
If you're going to be forced into wearing a dress or something.
No.
Okay. So, next weekend, this coming weekend, it's going to be our trip to New Orleans. And yeah, I'm excited about it because we'll be attending the Leather Ball on Saturday, Sunday night.
Or you will.
Oh, I will, yeah.
Nobody else will, just you and Mike.
Just me and Mike.
Most of us have to come back to Houston to go to work.
Yeah, I guess.
We don't have all those jobs where you can get off all times of the year.
Go 3-4 vacations. I'm not like Julio who could get off 8 months in a year. Okay. All right. So that's it, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can give us a call on the voicemail line at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR. Give us a call. Leave us a voice message, and we will play it on the show.
Yes, and subscribe via iTunes, Vimeo, and YouTube. And you can listen to the show on Stitcher Radio, on the Roku Player, and also on the Bear Radio Network. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching or listening. And we will catch you guys on the next episode of Bear Podcast. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
You are how old and still playing with dolls? Years of abuse that you've given that poor microphone.
Hello?
It's all you expecting mothers out there. Once you put the baby on the tete, cut the classical music on. Or the slow jam, so the Barry White. Of course, Barry White probably got you in that circumstance anyhow.
Look at the camera. Smile like that. Why did you read the last part? Let's do it again.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're going to read the last two lines then.
Okay. Yeah, I'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah.